Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your journey been like through life so far?
Well, I suppose I'm here because I was picked up by one of your producers because I am transitioning at the moment. I've always felt like I was creative. I've always had this passion to create stuff, to collect stuff off the street, to recycle it, upcycle it. And I wanted to study art when I was leaving school. However, in my generation, it wasn't particularly a credible thing to be an artist. Mm. And I was not encouraged and didn't take that path, rather to please my parents and society. So I decided to be a naturopath. I was being encouraged to be a doctor, and of course the rebel piped up inside me and I had to kind of go to the lateral side of that. And I became a naturopath.
Wow.
And a yoga teacher, and I've loved that. I've had a successful career. However, I just kind of felt that I couldn't die without exploring my creative side.
Mm.
And especially in the face of seeing my teenage son growing up and basically living my dream at performing arts school.
Oh, wow.
I kind of, had a knee-jerk moment at the beginning of this year and decided to go back and study art.
I love it. I think that is amazing. I think that's such a beautiful way to, and to be inspired by your own son. Like, this is really cool. This is really beautiful. So you started, you studied naturopathy and opened a clinic here in Sydney in 96?
Yeah, 1996.
Yeah, what opened up some of the hurdles you explored or experienced, I guess, there?
You know what? That was just a really lucky flow of events, to be honest. Opening the clinic just flowed. I found the space easily. I was encouraged to open the clinic by the welcoming of people. I didn't really find hurdles back then.
Amazing.
I suppose the major hurdle was where I opened up, which was in the middle of the corporate world.
Mm.
And I suppose I found this as a naturopath in my whole career, is that you're always, in a way, trying to prove yourself, especially in the corporate world. Maybe it's different in Byron Bay, but you're coming from a point of where people are non-believers.
Yeah.
And just having to make them believe is the biggest hurdle. And other than that, it's been really enjoyable. I have made people believe. I had a successful practice. I've then opened up a yoga clinic.
Yeah.
Evolved into a yoga school.
That seems like quite a natural transition almost into the yoga side of things. Did you find it quite easy to transition between the two, or to have them alongside each other?
The catalyst for opening the yoga school was me having a major motorcycle accident, actually.
Wow.
And it was out of my own rehabilitation that I found the magic of yoga.
Wow.
And I'd already set up a pretty successful naturopathic practice.
Mm.
And so I was just really basically espousing the benefits of yoga to everybody. And so I was challenged to open up the yoga school. And again, it was just an opening of doorways. The location became available to me. It was just a synchronicity of events that was meant to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I opened up the first multidisciplinary practice in the CBD. And I brought Yoga Nidra into, community free classes and Friday afternoons, and I taught lots of pregnant women.
Oh, wow.
Birth classes. It was quite new in the city.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because this is back in the 2000s. This is early 2000s. You know,
I opened up the yoga school in 2000.
Gosh.
Yeah. We went into lots of establishments. I taught meditation at Commonwealth Bank, Macquarie Bank.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Back in that corporate world.
Way back then, we took over the boardroom, Swiss Re. We had Prudential. There was lots of law firms.
That would have been fun.
So
I think that would have been really fun to try and get the suits, the really serious corporate gentlemen and people involved.
It was really surprising. It was very, very leveling to me, because I thought that I was so different, really. And I suppose if this avalanche of events hadn't have happened that gave me a space, a beautiful space in the CBD to open in, I probably would have chosen Bondi Beach or Byron Bay because I felt like they were my clan, my tribe.
Absolutely.
Sort of thing, right? Mm. I didn't really feel like a corporate person. I declined medicine and studied naturopathy, etc. And it was really quite leveling to see how many people, they're just dressed in suits, were all the same, you know, and we were all really hungry for some sort of balance to come into the city, you know. It was amazing. Mm. I was really scared to start, you know, chanting, you know, doing an om. Oh, when we first opened up the yoga school back in 2000, we didn't om. But it was really interesting, you know, the evolution of the om and then how, you know, the suits embraced it, you know, and embraced more of the philosophy. But it first started as basically a way for people to have some sort of physical balance. Same with me. It was, people usually came to us for stretching as a balance to their weightlifting or whatever, you know, competitive sport, or they came for weight loss, or for the same reason that I did, was to rehabilitate an injury. Somebody had told them to come to yoga. Not many people back then came as a mindfulness practice.
Wow.
But I did watch that evolve. And that was, yeah, and it was just really enlightening.
Yeah, to be on the forefront of that would have just been amazing.
Yeah.
It would have been really, really special to watch happen and watch people come for something and totally transform into something else.
Yeah.
Good group.
And I think that's something that I really crave in my personality. Yeah. I like being in the forefront, and I think that's one of the things that's exciting about stepping over into the 3D.
Well, yeah. So
the 3D world.
So in the last 12 months, you've been kind of shifting it up, taking a really big leap and moved back into that creative world with 3D photography.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. Tell us about 3D photography. How does it all work? Because I'm so genuinely interested.
Wow. Well, 3D, the technicalities of it would probably take another interview. However, basically, manually what you need to do is take three photographs, overexposed, normal exposure, and underexposed, every 60 degrees.
Okay.
So you, it's quite a
process.
Yeah, it's quite a heavy process. And then you have to stitch them together in a program called PinGUI or something like that. But that's been the system that I'm using is actually a camera that is that has incorporated all that technology. So it takes three photos at once. And because of the wide angle of the lens, it only has to do four spots, like four rotations every 90 degrees rather than every 60 degrees.
Okay.
So it's been simplified and then it stitches together. So it's a really easy, pretty easy progress. You kind of, it defines where you're on space by GPS, and then it's the programs that actually stitch all of that together.
This sounds so fun.
It's amazing.
It sounds so...
It's so fun. What's really interesting, I'm going to do my Cert 3 in aviation next month because I want to incorporate drone. There's now 3D drone photography.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yes.
You can grab a set of Google goggles and just go onto some sites and sort of have a look at some aerial 360 drone photography, and it just looks
it's
like
amazing.
You're flying over a canyon, and that's starting to be stitched together. So you can do.
So you want to get on that bandwagon?
Paths.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I'll take you on a flight over Sydney Harbour or something
without
this time
ever having to
year.
Leave the studio. Oh, this is amazing! Yeah. What's been the biggest, I guess, joy that you've gotten out of this change, this jump back to the creatives?
I can't believe the energy that I've got from it. I really think that, and as a healer, as a naturopath, I'm really experiencing part of the philosophy that we have as a naturopath is that you kind of have to live your truth. It's like I've had this pulling to be an artist. I didn't have the courage to do it, to go against, you know, what my
pressures
parents wanted.
And I
just can't believe the joy is the energy that I've gotten from it. And I think also the relationship with my kids that I've gotten from it. One of the things that encouraged me to do it, there's not just one thing that makes you take a big step in another direction. But one of them was that I was traveling and going to lots of exhibitions with my children, and there was always a virtual reality component to the exhibitions of late. So when you go to the art gallery or
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, like we went to Canberra over Christmas time and everything had a virtual reality component.
Yep.
And that, and in combination with seeing how well my children learn visually, like the information that they retain from watching YouTube, which they do far too much, maybe.
It's amazing.
So, you know, there really is this huge component of our society that learn visually.
Mm-hmm.
There's different ways of learning.
Mm-hmm.
And it really excited me seeing that my children, who are a little bit quirky, maybe a little bit like me, how much they get out of this immersive experience.
Wow.
And also seeing that how they're using it in the healing in as therapy.
Yeah.
You know, stroke victims, you know, being able to reclaim neurological pathways, etc.
I think that's such an interesting intersection that you're going to have in terms of technology and healing and the kind of creative side of things with
Naturopathy.
Oh my God, it's such a mouthful.
I know.
But I think that's
Sunday morning.
That's such a beautiful intersection as well, and I can't wait to see what you do with. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I could talk to you for hours, but we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Colleen.
Thanks for having me. It was fun. That's great.